ध्यानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय नमने गौर गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाज्ञा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतलयं महिमान् त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेयराज्ञं by millions of humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Narayan, and my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravesh Om Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti, Vedant Swami Narayan. We are going to explain, I'm explaining, what is Suddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti? When it is free from the definition Annabhilas and Jnana Karma Adi Anabhritam, not covered by these so many Jnana Karma, Yoga, Tapasya, Astrology and other things. And always continuous service of Krishna by body, mind and soul and both up to madanakhyabhav, then it is bhakti. Or bhakti is not uttama. Surely not. It may be some of us kanishtha bhakti, Sakam Bhakti, Misra Bhakti, Aishwaryamayi Bhakti, are so many defects may be there. And some of them, some of you, like Madhyamadhikari Bhakti. So we are giving examples of different stages of pure Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. Before yesterday, we explained the bhakti of Dhruva Maharaj, but it is not the category of Uttama or Madhyama even. It is not pure bhakti even. The definition tells, no, real bhakti or Shuddha bhakti. The real bhakti of Uttama bhakti, Uttam Bhakti, are divided into five. Jnani Bhakta, Suddha Bhakta, Pure Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Premapar Bhakta, Premapri Bhakta. These five categories of Uttam. And after that, no. No Bhakta, no Sadhar. All are Kaya view of Krishna or Radhika. They are not called Bhakta, but they are called associates of, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. Now we are going to explain First of all, Jnani Bhakta. Jnani are two. Those who want to mix in Supreme Lord, they are also called Jnani. They think that, oh, Isha Avashamidam Sarvam Jat Kinchit Yoga. Oh, everything. Tattvam Vasi Pragyanam Brahma. Sarvam Khalidam. All are Brahma. Even trees, creepers, birds and animals, trees, all are Supreme Lord. Brahma and we are. But we hate, we don't like. But where is Tattva Gyan? Who is Krishna? What is Maya? What is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? What is Prem? Rash? And other things. All the thoughts. They know they are called Jnani Bhakta. They are not Jnani. They are Jnani, what I explained before. And those who are Bhakta, they have knowledge of Krishna. They know all tattvas. But some degrees of pure bhakti. There is some degrees. And for example, we can tell Prahlad Maharaj. He is Mahabhagavat in Uttama Bhakti. Uttam Bhakta also. Like him, Bhishma Dev, Sanak Sanandar Sanatma, and also in first life, Sukhdev Goswami. They are Jnani Bhakta, not Jnani. So, we are explaining today the Bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj. How was it? Unparalleled bhakta. If you want to be bhakta, you must follow. How humble, how pure, how tolerant, tolerable,
tolerant
was he. First of all, you had to be giving all your desire for sense gratification other than bhakti. Your bhakti should not be covered by gyan and karma and other things. And some service, spontaneous service, by body, mind, bhav, with chesta,
endeavor
of all the senses, and mood also, rati, then it will be. They have some knowledge, tattva gyan. That is why they are called jnani. Prahlad Maharaj, extraordinary, intelligent, very humble, tolerant. But his father, he has a boon from Brahma that I should not die in air. In?
Not in Patal Lok, not in heavenly planet, but day or night.
Not in Patal.
The low planet.
Low planet. Not in this earth. Not any weapon. No man created by Brahma, no animals, no birds, no snakes and others. I should not die in a month, in a year, out of house and in the house.
Not by any weapon.
And thus he have a bone, that he has become like immortal. But his son, very humble, as I told. He has four children, sons, among Prahlad Maharaj's relatives, a smallest, youngest, very intelligent, very tall. He was sent to a school of Sandamar. Sandamas means bull and Amartman darkness. Those who can be like bulls and always in darkness of Tattvajnan, they are Sandamar. One day Prahlad Maharaj came from his school. His mother decorated her, decorated him. And she took Prahlad Maharaj in the lap of Hiranyakashipu father. Our father saw that very beautiful and humble son. And he became happy. And he kissed and then asked, "My dear son, I want to know that what teachings you have been taught by your gurus, okay? And what he has learned from his teachers." And then Prahlad Maharaj what told? "Yes, you." In the face towards audience. You can come.
You can come in the corner better.
Yeah. From where this child gave it to her father, mother? Your father?
No.
You like? You like?
I like small children.
Careful.
Om Jnanachirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurunilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Hiranyakashipu asked his son, "What is the best thing that you have learnt? Please tell me." And Sri Prahlad, addressing his father as, "O best of the asuras," said, "Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sada samudvigna diyam asadgrahat hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam gato yadharimashrayeta." "O king of the asuras, the best thing I have learned from my teachers is that any person who has accepted a temporary material body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety, because such a person has fallen into a deep and dark well which has no water and can provide no shelter. One should give up this position immediately and enter the forest, where one should meditate on Sri Vishnu and accept him as one's only refuge." In Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary to this verse, he tells one story from the Puranas to elucidate this particular point. "Down narrow jungle paths once tread a prince upon his royal steed. In search of game, his bow held ready. His anxious horse he tried to steady. A lion's sudden piercing roar gave the prince's heart a jolt. It caused the prince's horse to bolt and threw the prince onto the floor. On jungle floor, prince could hear the lion's footsteps coming near. He thought thought of all he held most dear, and ran for life in utter fear. Terror-stricken, out of breath, the prince saw not a disused well, and into this abyss he fell. By providence, it has been told, the prince was able to catch hold of two branches of a tree that supported a nest of bees. Now holding on with all his might, the prince looked down with sudden fright, for down below were 1,000 asps waiting for him to lose his grasp. The prince considered his sorry plight. With roaring felines still up high, he'd simply have to hang on tight. But now his problems multiplied. Two rats, one black, one white, he saw, had steadily begun to gnaw through the branches that held him high. Now he knew he was sure to die. But something touched the prince's lips, at once so sweet and worth his while. Honey from the tree above, the hapless prince began to smile. Although a man about to die, the prince now cast his woes aside. And while a fool, I must confide, he's no more foolish than you or I. This particular story from the Puranas is a parody of life, a parody of the human condition. We are that prince. We make our way through life, which is like a jungle inhabited by fierce and dangerous beasts. The king
what
is.
Are they? What are they?
The beast in the jungle.
The king of the beasts, the lion, is death in itself. And the other animals and beasts are the various problems that one faces in life. The prince is out hunting, and in the same way, in life, we look for the pleasure of making our mark in life, careless of the suffering of other living entities. The king of the beasts is the lion, which represents death, and which lurks in the jungle. Sometimes we catch a glimpse of death, or we hear its call, and very frightened, we run away, and it pursues us all the while. Thinking we're the hunters, we make our way through this forest, but very quickly we see that we're actually the hunted. The prince then stumbles into a disused well, which is a well that hasn't been used for such a long time that grass has covered it, and it's very difficult to see. And falling into that well, it's very difficult to come out again. And this prince can find no water in this well. There is no nourishment. It provides no shelter, no refuge, but is simply a deadly trap. And this well represents household life. As the prince falls, he catches hold of two branches. These branches represent our attachments in this world. We each have various attachments. Most especially, strongest of all, is our attachment to children, husband and wife, family members, relatives. Clinging on to these, the prince is in a predicament. Above him lurks death, waiting. Down below are thousands of dangerous, poisonous insects and snakes. What are they? They are the fruits of our past deeds, our past misdeeds, any harm that we've caused to other living entities. That harm comes back to us. Those living entities are there waiting to take revenge. And these are those poisonous snakes. The prince holds on for dear life. This is called the hard struggle for material existence. Two rats are slowly eating away at the two branches that hold him high. One is black and one is white, and they represent daytime and nighttime. In other words, the gradual, relentless movement of time, which in the end takes away everything from the living entity in material life. Then, to the prince's surprise, he finds some honey that touches his lips. Just a few small drops of honey. These drops of honey represent the pleasure that one finds in this world. Temporary, flickering, mixed with pain. He's hanging on, working so hard, holding on so tightly and suffering. And a few drops of pleasure completely bewilder him. And he forgets the plight, he forgets the predicament that he's in. This is called ignorance, or the willful ignoring of reality. As the prince hangs there, holding on to these two branches, he has lost everything, and he's sure to die. He's sure to hold, to keep. He won't be able to take anything that he has with him. Everything will be lost. And although he's in the most dangerous type of predicament, he becomes completely oblivious to it. These are the teachings of Sri Prahlad Maharaj in this verse. And Sri Prahlad says, one should give up this condition at once, without any hesitation or delay, and at once go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is the meaning of forest, and there one should take complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hearing this from his son, he began to laugh and told, who had taught it? Your guru, Sandamark, have you taught these teachings to Prahlad? Never, we don't know. So who came to his school? Narad? Or any devotees? You should guard, keep a guard, that any devotee of Supreme Lord Krishna, Vishnu, they should not enter in that area of his school.
In disguise.
And then he ordered that, again you should take Prahlad and teach very good Sam, Dam, Dand with politics, diplomacy, how to control subjects and other things, to conquer whole Vishnu, to be very powerful like me. Then they took away to school. After 4 or 5 months, again, Mother Kayadu decorated his son, her son, and took in the lap of his father. He was very happy to see his son and asked again the same question, what have you learned from your school, from your guru? And then what he replied, Sajjan Maharaj will explain.
So, upon being asked
by his father, great king of the Asuras, Hiranyakashipu, Lord Maharaj, with folded hands, began to speak. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu.
God, now that place.
Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Bandham Sakyam Atmanin Vedinam. Lord Maharaj said,
only this?
He said more, but I don't know that.
You don't remember. Iti Punasarpita Vishnu Chodas.
So he said that hearing and chanting and remembering about the Supreme Lord continuously, Lord Maharaj was also the personification of remembering Krishna. Later we'll hear how he'll be put in so many different situations, being punished by his father and tormented and trying to be killed. And Prahlad Maharaj is the example of always remembering Smarana, the Supreme Lord. So, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, remembering about the Supreme Lord, Parasevanam, rendering service to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Also, Parasevanam means traveling on pilgrimage, like twice a year we go on Parikram to on Kartik Vajmanda Parikram. All the devotees are invited to attend very nice festival during Kartik Vrat, accompanied by Srila Gurudev, traveling on foot, barefoot, to all the different vanas, the forest. Previously it was quoted that Prahlad Maharaj told that one should go to the forest and there take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So on the Vajmanda Parikram, it's a very nice opportunity. All the devotees can engage in this process of Parasevanam, traveling on Parikram, going to the different holy places, Krishna's pastimes, touch the dust of Krishna's leelas, and hear from the mouths of Srila Gurudev the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, and get so much impressions established there in the heart. Archanam Bandham Sakya Matna Nivedam. Archana means the process of archana. It is also one of the limbs of bhajan. Archan, deity worship. And offering prayers is also part, a great part of deity worship. To serve the Supreme Lord and engage in so many different offerings. Mold one's life. The householders especially should put the deity in the center of the household. Not thinking that there is their property, but it's simply a gift given to them by the Supreme Lord, and they should use everything in His service. And coming together to offer and offering kirtan, discussing the Lord's name, form, qualities, pastimes, is instructions. In this way, purify one's existence. Sakyam, become friend of the Lord. Atmanivedanam. Sakyam, becoming friendship with the Lord. Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Supreme Lord is everyone's friend and well-wisher. We heard the other day that Krishna wants us to come and become back united with Him in the transcendental realm, playing with Him, engaging different activities, more than we ourselves can even attempt to imagine. Dasyam, serving the Supreme Lord. As a humble servant, Jivara Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das, we eternally a servant of the Supreme Lord. And forgetting this, we go through so many trials and tribulations in this world and sufferings. Atmani Vedanam is surrendering everything, one's entire consciousness. We spoke the other day about Vamanadev and how Bali Maharaj was the example of surrendering everything. His whole kingdom was taken from him, and not knowing where else to put the Lord's foot, Bali Maharaj said, "You please place your foot on my head." So he offered everything, and then although the body is not oneself, he even offered that also to the Supreme Lord as Vamanadev. So, in this way, by performing these processes of devotional service, the nine process devotional service, of which Kirtanam is the complete process of all the other nine limbs of bhakti. These are very powerful, and the process of Kirtan includes all these processes combined. One can engage in deep bhajan, engaging the mind and always thinking of the Lord, His form, His pastimes, and His activities, and thus purify one's existence.
Thank you. Very well. Can you explain something more? Itipun Sakrita and other things that he has kindly left for you. Maybe you left.
Vancha kapatru krishya vipassindu veruja patitanam pavanetyo vaishnavetyo namonaha. So we have assembled here under the guidance of Sri Gurudev and senior Vaishnavas to hear the glories of pure bhakti. Today we are discussing the qualities of Uttama Bhakta Sri Prahlad Maharaj. As Sripad Sajjan Maharaj has explained about Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and he has given a wonderful presentation how we can engage our senses and our body, our heart's desires in these different services. Prahlad Maharaj is telling Iti Pum Sam Arpita Vishnu Bhakti Sat Navalakshana Kriyato Bhagavati Radha Tamana Uttamam. Tamanye Vitam Uttamam. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj is telling that anyone who engages in these nine processes, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is the best knowledge which is available. His father, hearing this from his son, he became furious, very, very angry. Yeah. What is this? He's telling. Who is teaching you this? At once, he became very upset with the teacher, Sandana Marga. He called him, he says, what are you teaching him? I have never told you to teach him about Vishnu, who is the enemy of all the demons like me. Yeah. Who is this Vishnu? My son, he's been spoiled by the enemy. Previously to this, Hiranyakasipu had made a vow that he will kill Vishnu. And now we see that it is coming closer and closer to a personal confrontation with Vishnu. Why? Because now Hiranyakasipu is terrorizing his own little son, only 5 years old, telling him that Vishnu is the enemy, and Prahlad Maharaj is telling, no, you're wrong, Dad. He's our Lord. He's the Lord of all, and if you worship him, you'll be happy. You'll be free from all your anxieties. Don't worry. But Hiranyakasipu, he cannot hear, because he's so much intoxicated with his own position, so much proud that he is the Lord of the whole universe. He had received his benediction from Lord Brahma that he can master and control the whole universe, receiving all the mystic powers to terrorize everyone. In order to do what? To kill Vishnu. Why? Because Vishnu had killed his own brother, Hiranyaksha. At that time, Hiranyakasipu became so angry and vowed that I will kill Vishnu. So now his own very son, 5 years old, he is a devotee of Vishnu. Can you imagine? He was very, very angry. So then, Prahlad Maharaj, he continued, he said to his father, trying to make him understand his position. Matirna Krishna Parataksatova Mito vipatyate griha vratanam Adanta Gaubir Visutanta Mishram Punach Punas Charvita Charvananam.
Thank you.
Then father became now angry. Hearing the reply of Prahlad Maharshi Shamala and Kirtana. Here one thing. Shamala and Kirtana, Vishnu Smaranam, nine lengths of bhakti are not bhakti. If they are not first offered to Gurudev. Gurudev is also Bhagavan. Asaya Bhagavan. So Krishna will not accept their Samanam Kirtam Vishnu Smar. False ego and so many things will come. So first go to Gurudev, who is qualified, his bona fide Guru. Have some realization of Krishna. And he is detached from worldly desires and attraction. Go at once to them if you want to be happy. And then surrender yourself. And then hearing from him and then kirtanam, dham, shravanam and other things. So Prahlad has done this. Oh, hearing this, Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu become very angry. He threw out Prahlad from his lips. Shandabar, come on. What you have taught, my son? Not duplicity, no politics, nothing. What you have? I will have to punish you. He told, requested, Prabhu, we have not done. Naisharga ki palo yam bada. By natural, naturally he is telling all these things. I have not told all these things. Then he turned to Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, and asked, who taught you? Who taught you? These gurus are who? And then Prahlad Maharaj replied, three slokas.
Om Jnana Chimarandasya Jnanam Janasalakya Chakshur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. At that moment, Hiranyakashipu, being very angry, he asked his son, O Prahlad, from whom have you learned these things? Prahlad replied, Materna Krishna Paratosatova Mitobi Padeta Vihavratanam Adantigo Vivashatam Tamishram Punapunas Chavra Chavananam. Meaning is, Materna Krishna Paratosatova, how can this spontaneous attraction of the heart, of the consciousness towards the lotus feet of Krishna come about? Paratosatova. Someone cannot develop this attraction by themselves. Someone cannot develop this attraction by taking the help of others or by a combination of the both. By their own attempt or by the attempts of others, no one's mind can be fixed upon the lotus feet of Krishna. How does it come about? Those who, they are averse to Krishna, they don't remember him, they are called Griha Bratanam. They've made a very strong vow to be in griha, in the bodily conception of life. I am this physical body, this is my wife, my children, my land, my mother, father. And in this way, they have a false conception of their own identity. Those persons who have such a false conception of themselves, misidentifying the soul with the physical body, and the paraphernalia connected with the physical body to be the paraphernalia of the soul, what happens to them? Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamishram. Their Gobir means their senses. They are out of control. They cannot control their senses. And therefore, they are dragged here and there by the impulses of their senses into different types of selfish, materialistic enjoyment. And what happens? Being attached to sense gratification, their consciousness gradually becomes more and more degraded until they sink down into the darkest regions of hellish suffering in this world. And how are they passing their time? Punapunas chavata chavananam. They madly engage in chewing that which has already been chewed. What does it mean? Our acharyas have given an example. Once there was a dog, and the dog in the street found a bone. This bone was completely dry. Completely dry. It had been chewed many times by other dogs. There was no taste in it at all. But he was thinking, maybe there's some taste in this bone. So he came and he began chewing and chewing and sucking and trying to get some flavor out of the bone. But nothing was coming. But anyway, perhaps if he kept going, perhaps some flavor will come. So he carried on chewing and sucking. In the meantime, a few other dogs on the street saw that he was chewing on this bone and said, hey, why should he chew on the bone? We should chew on the bone. Said a big pack of dogs surrounded him and they all began. One was biting his arm, his fore leg, his back leg, his tail. They were biting him everywhere. And he was bleeding and he was in so much pain. But he would not let go of the bone. This is my bone. And everyone was biting him and biting him. Finally, the pain became so intense, he couldn't go on anymore. And he screamed, and the bone came from his mouth. Then all those dogs who had been biting him, they stopped biting him, and they jumped on the bone. Then, the dog who caught the bone in his mouth, all the other dogs began to bite him. And they were chewing him up, and he began to feel pain. Then he dropped the bone, then another dog took it. In the meantime, the original dog, he was sitting on the sidelines, and he was watching the whole thing. And he was seeing how whichever dog had the bone in his mouth, all the other dogs were chewing him up and giving him so much pain. But now he was feeling, okay, some relief, because he'd let go of the bone. So this is called puna puna chavata chavananam, chewing the chewed. Who is that dog? This is an analogy to illustrate the life of the living entities in this world who are attached to sense gratification. What are they doing? They think that in this world, by having a very good education, and after that, having a very excellent job and position in society, and a very, very first-class wife and beautiful children, and a very good insurance policy and pension plan and everything. And in this way, from beginning to end, if their life is all laid out very, very nicely, then they will enjoy it. This is called chewing the chewed. Why? Because their father did it, their grandfather did it, their great-grandfather did it, their great-great-grandfather did all of these things, and did any of them ever find happiness? They never found any happiness. Or were harassed by so many miseries. Miseries attacking the body, such as disease. Miseries attacking the mind, such as the very many psychological problems and emotional dysfunctions. And also, miseries caused by other living entities, their own family members even, and enemies and others. So even though they tried to enjoy all of these things, what happened? They only got suffering, they grew old, they became diseased, and then they died. Their life was a complete failure. Just like the dog who completely failed to suck any juice out of the bone. But even though that dog was suffering and had no flavor, no happiness, when he let go of the bone, another dog took up the same bone and tried the same thing and failed again. Then another dog again took up the bone and failed again. So the living entities are like this. One person tries to enjoy life, and this policy of materialism fails. And he dies, and then the next generation takes up the same method, and then they die, and they tell their children, oh, you should grow up and be like me. Suffering miserably. But they're not tell suffering miserably. And this, so one after another, this is called chewing that which has already been chewed. But when the dog let go of the bone and sat by the side, then he felt some relief. And he saw. He could not realize before the situation. But when he let go, that means when he became detached from his own sense gratification, he looked and then he could see, all these other dogs are quite mad. So in the same way, those who will give up the pursuit of sense gratification, only then when they look, they can see, in this world, everyone is quite mad. They're trying to find happiness where there is no happiness, and they're suffering again and again. And even though they see others failing, they never think that they will fail. And then they pass on that to their children and their children's children. And in this parampara, the misery descends throughout all the generations of the world. This is what is going on. So Prahlad Maharaj, he described this. So then Hiranyakashipu became very angry. He said, oh, okay. So you think that I am like this? That I am a fool? And my guru, Shukra Acharya, he is also a fool? And all our dynasty, we are all fools. Is this your opinion?
And you are very intelligent.
And you think that you are so smart? Being a little boy with no experience at all? So then Prahlad Maharaj, he gave an answer to this interrogation coming from his father. He said, Na te vidu swatagatim hi Vishnu durashayaye bahi atmanina andayatanda upaniyamanas te vita shantam uru bandham nibadha. Na te vidu swatagatim hi Vishnu durashaya. Those who are durashaya, they have many materialistic desires, many worldly ambitions. They don't understand their swartha. Their swartha means own benefit. What is their real self-interest? People think that to develop materially is a self-interest. No. Na te vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnam. Those who have materialistic ambitions cannot understand that their real self-interest lies in the happiness of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot strive individually for happiness. When you try to give happiness to the Supreme Lord, automatically our soul, being part and parcel of God, becomes overjoyed. And this is the great benefit for all living entities. So Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, those who have materialistic ambitions, they don't understand their own self-interest is the service of Vishnu. So what do they do? They are like a blind person. And that blind person, they are following another blind person. So when a blind person is leading a group of blind people, they are holding on to each other. The man at the front doesn't know where to go, and the ones behind feel very comfortable and secure, holding on to him, thinking we're all being led in the right direction. But what happens? The blind man at the front, he gets lost, wanders off the road, and falls headfirst into a ditch. And all the others holding on to him with great confidence, they also follow him and fall headfirst into the same ditch. So Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, those persons who have accepted as an authority or a guru in their life, another person who is blind as they are, who is blind? That person who cannot see the beautiful smiling face of Shyam Sundar, that person who cannot behold the beautiful Sri Vigraha, Sisi Radha and Krishna, that person is blind. So if a person who is blind has accepted as a guru or a teacher or an authority, a role model in his life, another person who is blind like he is, who cannot perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead due to the absence of devotion in his heart, then what will happen? He is following a blind person, following another blind person, another blind person, and they all fall into the ditch, being very tightly bound together by Urudamni Badha, the ropes of fruitive actions. In this world, all living entities are tightly bound by the ropes of their karma. According to the activities that we have done in the past, in this life, our destiny is unfolding. And we cannot receive any more or less than the fruit of the karmas that we have performed before. So all are very tightly bound by the ropes of karma and going towards a very ignorant and miserable destination. So then, Prahlad Maharaj, he explained the only solution to that problem. What is the solution to these problems of life? How can this ignorance be overcome? He said, Naisam matistha vadaru kramangrim sprishat ditnata pagamayatata mahiyashams padara jobhishekam niskinchananam navrinita javat. The living entity is covered by ignorance. He doesn't know who am I. And he has many, many desires, which are very powerful. Even if he will try to give up those desires, those anarthas, unwanted attachments, misconceptions, and all types of offenses that he has committed, he cannot give them up by his own strength. Only when he takes shelter, mahiyashan padarajobhishekam, when he completely immerses himself, he takes abhishek, he takes bath in the dust, of the lotus feet of a pure devotee of God. At that time, all anatta, all unwanted desires and misconceptions and offenses, they disappear. They become dissipated. They become vanquished by the influence of the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. What kind of pure devotee? Niskinchan. Niskinchan anamna brinita yavat. One who's niskinchan. Kinchan means something. Nish means not. Not a person who has not anything in this world. They have no false ego of I and mine in this world. They have nothing, but they do have something. Their only possession, that is the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are called Niskinchan. So Prahlad Maharaj said, only when the living entity, he takes the foot dust of a Niskinchan Vaishnava. Take the foot dust? What does that mean? It means that when he does unconditional surrender, giving up all independent moods, and completely dedicates himself to the service of a pure devotee, at that time, by the mercy of that pure devotee, his heart becomes purified of all the darkness, all dark moods and ignorance, and his heart becomes enlightened with transcendental love of God. So when Prahlad Maharaj spoke this absolutely true and perfect conclusion, that this should be accepted by every intelligent human being, his father did not accept it. He became even more angry.
Thank you. Now he became more angry. And he told his gods, commander-in-chief of army, anyhow you should kill him. And what they did?
When Hiranyakashipu, I'm speaking on the order of Srila Gurudev, who asked me to tell what happened after Hiranyakashipu threw Prahlad Maharaj off his lap and called for his commander. He said that just as he made a determination now, will have to kill him, even though he's my own son. Just as in a forest, a medicinal herb that grows in a forest does not have the same qualities as a human being, still that human being will consider that herb as very dear and beneficial to him. On the other hand, something that's poisonous, that person will try to rid himself of. So, if a friend is not part of my family, still I'll make that friend very dear to me, one who's helpful to me. But if a family member acts like my enemy, then he must be rejected and we'll have to kill him. So, Hiranyakashipu ordered that even though he's near to me, he's fearless. I've come to the conclusion that he's not afraid of anything I do. So he told his guards to kill him in all different ways. So the guards did so many things that an ordinary person would have been finished in a moment. They threw him off a cliff. They struck him with sharp blades. They threw him at the foot of an elephant so that the elephant would trample him. They put him in a blizzard, and they gave him poison. But when Prahlad Maharaj had that poison, because he offered everything to Lord Vishnu took away the poison, and it became like nectar for Prahlad. So now, his father became very, very dejected. He understood that now my boy is fearless and invincible. He seems to have some special power. He didn't think this power is coming from the Lord, just he knew his son was powerful. Maybe I'll die if I keep trying to be inimical to him. Maybe I'll die, maybe I won't die. He just sat there very morose. So Sanda Anamarka told him, O King, don't be morose. You yourself can conquer the three worlds just by the movements of your eyebrows. All the demigods are afraid of you. Please give us another chance. Now we'll bring him back to our school and we'll make sure he gets properly educated in...
And my father may come.
And soon our father, that is Supercharya, will come back and surely he will be able to train him properly. But until that time, let him come back to our school and we'll train him in economic development, sense gratification, and material religious principles, diplomacy, political science, thinking, who is my friend and who is my enemy? I'll have to destroy all my enemies with the help of my friends. So, Prahlad Maharaj went back to school, and sometimes there was a recess period. And during that recess period, when the teachers went home for a while, Prahlad Maharaj went on the podium, and he began to teach his young children, associates, about Krishna consciousness. And the boys, because they were young, they weren't so contaminated and hopeless like their teachers. So they gave up their childhood play, and they all came and sat around Prahlad Maharaj. And then he began teaching them about Krishna consciousness.
Thank you.
Jaya Jaya Sundara.
blessings to you. Can you sing, prepare for tomorrow, Sita Kamala, Kuchamandala, Dhita Kundalai, Kalita Lalita Manoha, Jai Jai, Indian tune, of Puri, Oriya, Oriya melody. Do you remember?
Do you have recording? I have recording, I guess.
Of the venues. Now, his father was fearing from Prahlad Maharaj, but he could not do anything. The lords of demigods, even so powerful, as you have heard, he will not dive anyone created by Brahma in daytime, nighttime, out of house, in month, in year. But he became? What?
Afraid.
Huh?
Afraid.
Very afraid. Helpless, totally helpless. What to do? He became King Kartavya. What should I do?
He became puzzled.
And he was puzzled. Then Sandamar told, why you are fearing? You are so, all demigods, they are fearing from you. Oh, return back this boy again for some days. My guru and father, Shukracharya, will go, come, and he will teach all the things. Don't worry. And they took Prahlad Maharaj into school. And again they were explaining duplicacy, politics and hypocrisy and other things. One day, they told to the boys, the students, for a couple of hours I am going outside, we both. Prahlad, like a monitor of the school, he will look after all boys, you should not quarrel, be peaceful under his guidance. Just a couple of minutes I will. Then he proceeded. After that, they began to play here, there, going very happy that Guru is not here. No controller. But Prahlad Maharaj very humbly requested him to come and to hear what he wants today. He wants to speak to them. Anyhow, they were controlled because they used to have so much honor for Prahlad, though he was 5 or 6 years old. They assembled there and Prahlad Maharaj began to tell, oh my brothers, friends, you should listen to me. From very beginning of our life, we should meditate Supreme Lord. You know that anything in this world cannot be itself. Some tells that nature has done, by nature everything. But nature, what is the meaning of nature? Nature, that is the power of Krishna. Only the power of Krishna can control and create millions of universe, and in a moment, again millions of universes can be created. So it's very powerful. He knows you all, but you don't. But I know something. So from beginning of your life, don't waste your time. Old age is bound to come. Death is bound to come. And what you collect in this life, wealth, reputation, position, or anything, you will have to give up here. And you cannot take a farthing or anything from this world. Do you agree? Oh yes. Why not? You are telling the truth. We will also be old and we will have death to die. So from beginning of life, don't waste your time. In politics, hypocrisy, hypocrisy and others. Remember, Supreme Lord is Krishna. He is very powerful. He is very merciful, causeless merciful. And he has invested his all power, all beauty, all attraction, sweetness, and causeless mercy in his names. Krishna is so powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it more powerful, invested love and affection and everything in his names. So you should chant, remember his names. Among them, those who were as a leader, he told Prahlad, why we should chant and take the name of Krishna? Why not we, now in young age, we should play, we should be expert in making money and other things that we, by that we can be happy. Lord Maharaj told, don't do so. Don't do so. Who knows that when you will be old or not? Within coming old age, you will die tomorrow or day after tomorrow or just now. Thunderbolt will come and in a minute you are finished. You are going by aeroplane anywhere in a moment. Machine fell. You all with 700 persons are killed. Where your body and bones went, you will not know. And if, in case you are saved by this and you become old, then after 80 you cannot sit straight. You cannot chant. So many group of diseases will come. Your son and wife of son will make so many problems. Daughter-in-law. They will broom your what?
Back. Clean your back by broom.
Oh, they will clean. Don't worry for that. So you cannot chant and remember. So from boyhood, Kaumach, Kaumar, Acharit, Pragyo, Dharman, Bhagavatam, Nidhya,
Yolaga, Manahash, Janma, Yadhapya, Dhruvam, Artadam.
So, from beginning of your life, or whenever you have this knowledge from a good association, whether you are 50 or, but anyhow, by luck, by your previous sukriti, you associated with them, and this knowledge came, then from then, we should try to develop Krishna prema, Krishna consciousness. We should not lose our time, waste our time in sense gratification and others. Why? Wherever you go, this is right reserved for you, animal life. If you are hog and pigs, unlimited wives you can collect. No use of spending money no divorce. Oh, new, so many.
No court case,
no nothing.
No money for children, maintenance of children.
No maintenance of children.
Children.
Children. You have only one son or daughter in 1 year, not more than that. And if twin comes, then two, not than that, not three, four. But hogs and pigs and dogs at a time, 8, 10, 12, 16, even.
Then they can maintain.
So, they are more superior than that. At any time, if any species of life, you can have all the animals' sense gratification. Animals are more
expert
in sense gratification than you. So don't worry for that. From beginning of your life, you should chant and remember and meditate Krishna. One thing more. As suffering comes without invitation, no need of invitation. All kinds of problems, death, old age, diseases, or quarreling from neighbors and so many things. From government now, so many problems are created. So, they come without invitation, without any warning. So if by previous fruitive karma you have so much happiness, then it will come automatically. No need of doing anything. Believe in God. And whatever fruitive karma you have done, the reaction will come. And automatically all kinds of happiness will come without invitation. Why you are so anxious for this? In this life, don't want any happiness. Don't want to remove your difficulties only. This is not the aim and object of our life. They should come, they will come. And they will come forcibly and you will have to taste. So in days, you are not free. You will have to bound to taste all these things. So why you are wasting your time? Now you should begin the holy name, chanting the holy name of Krishna, very powerful. Krishna has made it more merciful, more beautiful. All the sweet pastimes of Krishna are in name. Don't think that name is merely name. Very powerful. All the sweet pastimes of Krishna are in this name. So, from beginning you should do. Suppose, in Kali Yuga, your age is 100. In Satya Yuga, the age used to be more than 1 million years.
1 lakh. 100,000.
Or some more than this. Some immortal like. They have not died. And in Treta, less than something. 10,000 about. And in Dwapar, 1,000 nearly. And in Kali Yuga, uncontrolled life, taking whiskey, cigarette, smoking, eggs and meats and wines. It lessens our ages. and TB, cancer, so many kinds of new rogues that cannot be controlled in the hospitals and by scientists or anyone. New AIDS. We don't know so many rogues are new coming by all uncontrolled. So, if you have 100 years age, in half of the time goes in night or day sleeping. And if you are not controlled, then less than that. The boyhood up till 24, 25, let us suppose 20. It goes in vain, in being expert, playing, studying, and everything. And the age from 80 to 100, useless. You cannot do. You cannot see. And then 10 years more. You will have to marry. If not only one time. Oh, do divorce and again. Again, divorce and again. Nothing, no gain. So, children will come. You will have to give for a study, manage for a study, for other things. In the meantime, you must have a car. You must have all the necessary equipment of your houses.
Television.
Oh, and so many things, new things. Or especially computer. So many things. When you will do bhajan? No time at all. So what you should do? They asked from Prahlad Maharaj. And you should tell. Can you? Tomorrow? Ajam mil. Ajmil.
Ambarish
Maharaj.
Prince Prahlad Maharaj told all these things to his friends. Then his friends told, "Oh Prahlad, our teacher, Sandayan Amarka, never taught all these things. From where do you have learned all these things? Only our teacher taught us diplomacy, hypocrisy, politics, etc. So from where are you learning all these things?" Prahlad Maharaj told, "I have learned all these things from my guru, Sri Narad Rishi, when I was in the womb of my mother."
How much time?
Then they told, "How come? You know all this from your mother soon?" They narrate the whole story. He was in his mother's womb about 60,000 years. When his father, Hiranyakasipu, went for severe austerity, at that time, Prahlad Maharaj was his mother's womb. Then demigods, headed by King Indra, they want to kill the Hiranyakasipu's ancestor who was resting in his mother's womb.
Ancestor means father.
Descendant and his mother's womb. Sorry. So then they caught him and want to take him to heavenly planet. When she will give birth, then they will kill him. Now meantime, Naradusi came down from Vaikuntha planet, holding Veena on his hand and chanting, "Siman Narayana Narayana Narayana, Siman Narayana Narayana Narayana." When he came down and told, "Oh King Indra, what nonsense thing you are doing?" Then Indra told, "Oh Narad Rishi, Prahlad, the Kayadhu, carrying of the power of Hiranyakasipu, When the boy will come, he terrorizes the whole world like his father. Narada Muni told, oh Indra, is not be a demon like his father. He's a great devotee of Bhagavan. Even you tried at your level best, you could not kill him. So don't do any effort. You're not able to kill him. Then Indra do pranam and did parikrama of Kayadhu for Prahlad Maharaj and went away from there. Then Narada Muni took her to his ashram and he taught all this Vaishnava philosophy for Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is his mother room. And Prahlad Maharaj told all these things to his demonic friend. Oh Prahlad, then how we can do bhajan? Then Prahlad told, Guru Susrusaya Bhakta Sarvala Bharpane Nacha Sangyana Sadhu Bhakta Nam Isararadhane Nacha. Oh, listen carefully. Guru Susrusaya Bhakta, we have to serve your Gurudev with full intimacy. Guru Susrusaya Bhakta, with full devotion. And Sarvala Bharpane Nacha, which you have gained, have to offer to Gurudev, which we have. When he came in this world, muthi bandh ke aaya jagat mein hath pasar se jayega. When anyone taking birth, that is, and his fist is like closed. And when someone will die, you can see her hand is open. So nothing we brought from there, nothing we can take with us. So, which we have? So our Purvacharya has told, Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor, oripilu tu apade nanda kishor. Which we have, which he told, this is I and this is mine, have to offer everything to the lotus feet of Guru Pad Padma. Guru Sushu se sarvalabhar paninacha. Moreover, sangena sadhu bhaktanam. You have to be always in good association. You think, oh, I am Vaishnava. Why I shall attend his class? I should not go there. And Gurudev is here, then we are combined. When Gurudev go one to another country, then we call each other. This is not Vaishnava philosophy. Always be in good association. And then Ishvara Aradhana Nacha. Then you will be Ishvara Aradhana. So it is called Krishna Anushilan. Other day Gurudev raised this question. We will do Krishna Anushilan. Why we shall serve to Gurudev? Because our Purvacharya told, Tadiya, Gurudev, Vaishnava, Ganga, Jamuna, Tulasi, Giriraj Maharaj, all are Tadiya Jan. As when we are serving Krishna, being Krishna Anushilan, we have to serve Tadiya Jan also. Then Krishna will be happy. Then we prepare Krishna Anushilan. Krishna means all incarnation of Krishna, all Vishnu Tattva. Moreover, Krishna means Ashray Krishna. Bonafide Guru Pad Padma. Moreover, Krishna means Krishna plus Anushilan. Means who give us knowledge to do bhajan of Krishna? Who is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To do bhajan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also Krishna Anushilan. Moreover, Krishna plus Anushilan. If you do Krishna bhajan, then is Krishna Anushilan. Moreover, the ultimate goal of Gaudiya Vaishnava was Krishna plus Anushilan. Who is Krishna? Srimati Radha Thakurani. Under guidance of Rupa Manjari, who is serving divine couple, leaning towards Krishna, Srimati Radhika, that is Krishna Anushilan. So Prabhupada Maharaj is telling, Guru Susrusaya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Paninacha, Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, Ishvarara Dhaninacha. They have to bhajan like this way. So all Prabhupada Maharaj's friends, they became very happy and they follow Prabhupada Maharaj completely and they start chanting according to taught by Prahlad Maharaj. When they are chanting Bhagavan name, after some time, Sandana worker arrived there. Oh, what are you doing? Prahlad, you polluted all your friends? Then Sandana worker went to Hiranyakasipu and informed him, oh, demon, king of demon, your son polluted the whole class, whole school. Then Hiranyakasipu came from there, became very angry. Oh Prahlad, what are you doing nonsense thing? From where are you getting all this power? Prahlad told, oh my dear father, from where are you getting power? I am getting from same source. All world getting power from same source, only one source. Is Vishnu. Is almighty, omnipotent, omniscient. When Prahlada told all this, Hiranyakashipu became more angry and trembling with by anger. So, oh, where is your Vishnu? Prahlada replied humbly, he's everywhere. Everywhere? Is he here? Is he here? Is he there? Yes, everywhere. Then why I cannot see him? Prahlada told, Andha pita sujata nahi, hamme tumme khamba kharga me jahi khajata hi ram. Oh, father, you are spiritually blind, so you could not see Hari. He is inside you, inside me, inside your soul, inside this pillar. He is this pillar? Yes, father, he is inside this pillar. Then Hiranyakashipu became more angry. And he, with his fist, he crushed the pillar. When he crushed the pillar, a very tremendous sound came. And lion is roaring. And what happened? Nisimha Bhagavan came out from the pillar. Khambe Savayan na nigam na mahasun mahanusam. He came half man and half beast, half animal. Why so? Because Brahma did give benediction to Hiranyakashipu. The Hiranyakashipu will not die by created by any living entity by Brahma. Not by day, not night, not in the sky, not in the land, not in lower planet, not upper planet, not any weapon. So Brahma is devotee of Krishna, of Bhagavan. So Sattavidhatum Niyabhitta Bhasitam Khambe Savayam Namrigam Namanusam. Brahma has given benediction to Hiranyakashipu. So Sattavidhatum Niyabhitta Bhasitam. What Bhagavan's devotee has told, Bhagavan wants to keep his devotee's word. So he came from pillar and not created by Brahma. And not animal, and not man. So half animal, half man, half beast. And at that time was dusk, neither day nor night. And what he did, just like a fisherman, they want to kill fish, and so when they hook the fish, they pull some time, lose some time, pull some time, lose some time. They play with that fish. In the same way, Hiranyakashipu want to kill Bhagavan. Is it possible? He tried on by club, by sword, by his fist. Sometimes Bhagavan grab him, sometimes let him go. When Bhagavan grab him, all demigods became very happy. When Nisimhadev let him loose, then all demigods closed their eyes. Oh, what is going to be happen? But this way, Bhagavan took him on his thigh, because Bhagavan, Brahmaji gave benediction. Not in the house, not in the outside of house, but inside house. So he took on his thigh and in the doorway. Not neither day nor night. What? In the time of dusk. Godhuli Samay. And not by any weapon, not any month, not any year. That is leap year. So he took and pierced his chest completely by his nail. So when Hiranyakashipu killed him, when Hiranyakashipu killed by Nisimha Bhagavan, the fire is coming from his mane. It starts about to heavenly planet. All demigods, all have become so fearful. No one is going to close to him to console him. Seeing this position, Brahmaji told to Brahma and Shivji, request Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji came and, oh, I never seen this furious condition of my Prabhuji. I can't go there. No, it is not possible for me. Brahmaji not dare to go there. Then Brahmaji and others told, oh Prahlad, for yourself, your Prabhu manifest here. Go to your Prabhu. Prahlad Maharaj has no fear at all, because he is near and dear, so he has no fear. Just like one lion kill an elephant, whole face full of blood, fiery ferocious. When he came back in his cave, his mocha jumped on his neck and biting, no problem. In same way, he killed Hiranyakashipu, and when Prahlad went to his lap, then he began to lick and told, oh Prahlad, please excuse me, I became so late. ask any benediction. Prahlad told, I am not a businessman, then I shall ask any benediction. I serve you, then I shall take any gold. I don't like this. Bhagavan told, my darshan is infallible. You must have to ask any benediction. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, oh my dear Lord, if you please on me, please liberate my father. He told, oh Prahlad, oh, if you want to give benediction, give me this benediction. No desire in my heart to ask any benediction from you. No, you have to ask something must. Then he told, my father must be liberated. Then Bhagavan Nisimadev told, oh Prahlad, your father liberated already. Whoever Uttam Bhakta like you, is 21 generations will be liberated. If Bodham, then 14 generation in Konishta, then 7 generations will be liberated automatically. Please ask another benediction. Prahlad Maharaj told, I want to take the sufferings of the world and suffer life after life and then liberate and do your bhajan. Then Bhagavan began to smile. Oh Prahlad, you are winner, I am loser. Why it not be possible like this way? Whoever listen first times myself and dialogue between you and myself, they will be liberated from this world. So whoever want to be liberated from this world and they want to advance in Krishna consciousness, they must have to learn, have to listen all this Harikatha. So our previous Acharya, Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Prabhupada, he gave class about Prahlad Maharaj more than 108 times. Why so? Gurudev explained in his Bhagavatamritam. It is coming very soon. It is under translation now. Hare Krishna. So Prahlad Bhakta Prabhupada Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai. Sarva Vighna Vinasham Karini Singh.